IndianElectronica.com. Feeding the audio hungry with musical chutney.
Hello, and welcome to issue 2 of Yamboy Superhero Club. I hope you enjoyed the last podcast. We left it on a bit of a cliffhanger. Will he actually play some Indian Electronica in episode 2? Well, the answer is probably not. I'm feeling kind of guitar-y at the moment, so I'm going to play you some guitar stuff and just think about the fact that I'm Indian and this is coming through to you electronically, hence Indian Electronica with guitars. You're probably wondering what that echoey horrible noise is. Well, I'm trying some multitasking this weekend because I'm really busy, so I'm actually bringing this to you from the toilet while I take a dump, do the podcast and make some lunch for tomorrow's meeting. the real question on everyone's lips, which is, works as a very nice segue from one to the other, is, would the King of the Rodeo have anything to do with the bovine public? Would he rustle their asses and get them into shape? Would he milk them? Would he cut them into little human bovine burger, public burger things to sell at Hamburger Union?
He's all the purity of 7 and a morning.
Girl's a trooper, no matter what I needed to do, she'd be like super. On his own throne, the boss like King Cooper. On the microphone, he flossed the ring super. Average MCs is like a TV blooper. MF Doom, he's like DB Cooper. Out with the moolah, I let her get her outfit just to cool her off, she said niggas ain't about shit. I wonder if she meant it, I doubt it. The way it be in her mouth, she can't live without it. And can't live with this, handle your business. Villainous, stay on a scandalous, whole shitless. One pack of cookies, please, Mr. Hooper. It's fun smacking rookies, he is the super. Look like a black Wookiee when he let his beard grow. Weirdo, brown skin, it always kept his hair low. Rumors has it, it's a S-curl accident. Doom was always known to keep the best girls' backs bent. Some say it's the eyes, some say the accent. A lot of guys wonder where their stacks went. I call her thunder thighs with the fatty swoller. Only mess with high rollers, do what daddy told her. No matter the city, she with me to do the thang thang. Working the coochie, hoopty, chitty chitty, bang bang. Same name on the titty as on the name ring. Pretty like Baby D off all in the same gang. Keep my eye on her, really don't trust her, but I treat her like a daughter. Taught her how to bust a nut and the heat to turn beef to horse meat chalupa. Teach her how to hold it, of course he is the... See, most cats treat her like fufa, or beat her to a stupa. Take it from the super. You need to make her feel cuter, and lay down a G like loofah. Everything will be super. Do for her, keep her in a new fur, so she looks sweet when she go to meet the super. Got the Buddha, get the Grenadiers, twist it, put it in the air, come here, kiss it. Listen here, Scooter, let her try to bag you when she's on the rag, never let her fry the ragu. Would you have you under some type of spell, crying dag, boo, her name on your back in a tattoo. Whether a bougie or a nerd, whole street chick, you don't call her wife if you met her at the freak nick. You don't want her, don't waste her time, I'll dupe her, and be a father to your child like the... He keeps his hoes in check, sends him out to get glows from all frozen necks. Tell him take his clothes, leave him posing naked for real. Better yet, get him for the check off the record deal. Find out where he keeps the tech and the blue steel. Make sure for extra rec, let him know how you feel. And while he's running down to All-Star Weekend to ball, I'm coming with the U-Ball.
And among his bumper sticker phrases that he came up with were, you don't have to be crazy to work here, but dangerously reactionary is a good start. And my other country is a mess.
Another of his bumper sticker phrases were, sacrifice equals victory, which is unfortunately also the mantra of the suicide bomber. And his patented bumper stickers are still available online. Here are some more. Asking questions is just another kind of terrorism. Honk if you're horny, that one was actually his. And go f*** yourself. Then it says dot dot dot. And then it just says again, go f*** yourself.
We're not racist, you must be allowed to say stuff like, I love everyone, so there we are. You know, how can I be racist if my
I love everyone, from the little Chinaman
to the stone Jamaican.
And everything in between, from the officious German, nothing is about any shit,
humanist German.
Right, offend everyone now.
Keeping under a tree, even at 3 o'clock, and they should feel worse.
Offend everyone else quickly.
Bloated Americans!
What can we say about India? Their food is too hot. Poland. They're doing all our building jobs. Czechoslovakia. Why did you change it to Czech Republic? All of a sudden, confusing everyone. The Balkans. Stop having wars, all of you. Right, that's everyone. Japan. Oh, making things too small with computers all the time. So, I think we've done everyone. Australia, cultureless. New Zealand's jealous of Australia. Australia. Oh, we're not Australia, we're not in downstairs. That's our koala. Koala's idiots as well, while we're on about it. So, that's everyone. Have we done them all? Russia, communist. And the women, they're good at shot putting.
Canada,
just boring. America, boring, maple syrup drinking, hockey playing, gays. I like this new item. What is our new item? Racism.
Brazil,
well, lady boys, so that's it. We're doing things like this is all under the umbrella of what racists would say. Although it's us saying those racist
not
things.
Not me, I've backed off.
You!
I've folded my arms.
Why have you folded your arms? How dare you lead me into this item where I jeopardise everything?
I had Reiki on holiday.
No, I'm not interested in your Reiki. Mauritians, Reiki practitioners. Let's get on with the racism. Now, who else is there to do? Turkey. In Indiana Jones, they set that monkey on him.
Right, they've got a picture of that and their money.
The Turkish Drachma, or whatever it's called, is a picture of Indiana Jones having a monkey in a waistcoat poisoning his martini, which is out of order.
So it's the real racist, the monkey, right, yeah?
So, okay, I think... Well, you're vehemently anti-racist, right?
Yeah.
So we've not done nothing wrong.
But all these things are quite... They're actually making fun at the stereotypes.
Reductive stereotypes. Yeah, so if case you wanted to condemn us, you want to condemn yourself because you're actually the racist, yeah?
Yeah, duck into London.
Give up. check where my chin all the way to the top. Mind the line, clocking the time. Yet, it's clocking the time.
I think the weirdest fish I've ever seen was a silverhead devil.
Wasn't that fantastic? I'm Abdul Smooth, and you've been listening for a little while there to Yamboy once again. That's the second podcast he's done for us. Check out his album coming out later this year. It is now 2008, and it will be titled Superheroic. We're going to have a little something from the Indian Electronica Festival that was held in Bombay this past December coming up for you in about a week, and I will make the podcast a weekly affair starting this week. So enjoy and keep your ears close to the ground, or rather the internet connection, because there's a lot coming at you from Indian Electronica in 2008. And remember, you can check out all the latest podcast information at indianelectronica.com/podcasts.